Let's talk about reverse culture shocks. If you're not familiar with what a reverse culture shock is, this is something that you experience when you come back to your own culture after being outside of it, that you're like, oh my God, that's weird that we do that. And this is something I had never heard of. We hear about culture shocks, you know, when we go to a new culture and we're like, oh my God, that's so weird. Why do you do it like that? But when you have it the other way around, when you find your own culture to be weird, that's really something. So I always park really far away, so I make myself get steps, because in Mexico, I walk everywhere. I hardly drive unless I'm going somewhere really, you know, outside Centro. But here in the U.S., you have to drive everywhere. It's like a car is such a necessity. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity here. And so what I do in order to get in all my steps is I park really far away and I have to walk several blocks to go to the cafe or whatever. So in downtown, well, I guess in the Heights, we call it the Heights. It's kind of like the downtown of the Heights of Hood River. There's a little natural grocery store in Delhi that I like to go work out of. Their internet's really good there. The food's really great. Because a lot of times when you go to a cafe, you end up eating cookies and sugary drinks. But at this place, you can drink kombucha and like a organic salad wrap or something. So it's good for my health goals and my work goals. And I was walking there. I parked three blocks away and I was walking, and I walked past this, there's a yoga studio, and then there is a little boutique of like organic and natural made soaps and home products. But a gal has a studio there that does the tinsel hair extensions. And outside of it, there was a poster that was was for a half an hour photo session and hair tinsel session for your dog. And at first, the flyer looks really good, like the photos and everything in it, like the pets look really cool, but it's $85 for a 30-minute session. And that's actually a fair price. I'm not going to lie. It's a fair price for what the offer is here in the U.S. But it's so incredibly extra. And one of the biggest culture shocks I have, when I haven't been back to the U.S. for 6 months or more, it's really shocking to arrive at an airport and see the new cars, the fancy new cars, and everyone, you know, with like, you see Louis Vuitton bags and you see just people with so much excess. And then my mom like picks me up and we're driving through town and it's like everyone has an RV and they have 2-3 cars outside and they have this big house. And when you live in another country like Mexico, it's only the real wealthy people have 2 brand new cars and a big house. Otherwise, a lot of it is you have a whole family in the house, not just 2 people. But here it's like the expectation that each person has a car, that you have an RV, that you have your toys, that you have, you know, and if you don't have those things, you're like nobody. And this is one thing I struggle with a lot, because I believe that you can have nothing and be the happiest, most like productive, fulfilled person without having all those things. But every time I come back, there's like this pressure and the stress to, you know, have all these things. But anyway, this extraness of this session, and I sent it to my friend and I was like, this is adorable, but also this is so crazy extra. Because when you live in Mexico and you see people that, you know, they need medical treatments and they need they're just trying to feed all their kids, and you have Americans that can afford $80 in pesos. Right now, the exchange rate's really bad. 1,360 pesos would be $80. So most people can get a life-saving medical treatment for that much money. And that's not a surgery or anything, but that would be, you know, a payment on dialysis or something there. And here we tinsel our pet's hair and do a photo session with them. It's just so extra. It just is. I'm sorry. It is so adorable, but it's so incredibly extra. And it makes me feel so grateful for the opportunities I've been given, because of course, not everybody starts in the same place. And this is where everyone talks about privilege now, this whole like, oh, you're privileged. Everyone has privilege in some way. I see Mexican families, I have friends, Mexican family friends down there, and they are the happiest people, and they have so much love in their family, and that's stuff I don't have. I'm not privileged in that way. My family does not know how to show love freely. They have everything, but they don't know love. And you have these families that have, physically they have nothing, but they have so much love, and they know how to give love, and they know how to relate to people and have friends groups. And here in the US, some people have so much and they're so lonely at the same time. So this is always a very interesting contrast. Cause I was going to a home, an office supply store to get a giant whiteboard for my apartment in Querétaro. And this whiteboard was like $100 US, equivalent in pesos, of course. And when we were entering the store, the person I was with, this lady came up to him and said, started saying a lot of stuff in Spanish and I didn't understand. So I just went inside and he ended up giving her money, and he's doesn't have a lot of money himself. So that I was like, oh, what happened? And he's like, oh, I felt so bad for her. She was crying. Her daughter needs medical treatment today and they don't have enough money. So she's trying to come up with the money. And I think she really needed the money. And he gave her like 200 pesos. And I was like, wow, here I am spending $100 on a whiteboard, which is excessive. I don't need it, but I wanted it. And this woman is in the parking lot trying to get just enough money scraped up by 5 o'clock to pay for this medical treatment for her daughter. It's really interesting when we start putting, we like to, you know, put a wall up between ourselves and other people's stories and lives and situations. But really, there's so many people that would just die to have what you have. And a lot of people think, you know, oh, I don't have enough, and I'll be happy when I have this. But anyway, now I'm rambling. So that was a shock. I walked by that was the first thing I was like, that is so extra. And that's not to say there's not people here in the US that $80 would go very far for them, but $80 to us is not a lot. Like, it used to be $20. Like, when I was younger, $20 was like, oh my God, I have $20 in my hand. Now $20 won't even buy you a lunch. Like, $20 is what it costs to go to Panera for lunch. And $80 won't pay any sort of medical thing. It'll pay to fill your gas tank, maybe, unless you drive a diesel truck like I do. It's not a lot of money anymore. But $80 equivalent in Mexico is a lot of money. That's enough to get someone through a whole month, some families. And here we are spending that to tinsel our dogs, put sparkle tinsel in our dog's hair, and do a photo shoot. We are so extra. We don't even know it.
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.